its name?
Bobby Emmons.
Brophy.
Yes, we're back here on WIBG. It's our Super 70s Super Bowl weekend right here in Weybridge Land. We have a very spectacular guest joining us right now in the studio, Mr. American Pie himself, Don McLean. How's it going, Don?
Good. Glad to be here. I remember WIBG when I was at Villanova University in 1964, when it was the old WIBG. Joe Niagara, every morning, and woke me up.
Well, the station had so many classic DJs back then and so many great ones at that. Hey, Don, we want to get to your music right now. Of course, you've been asked about a million and one times about American Pie. Can you sum it up in about 3 or 4 seconds for us?
I can do 8.5 minutes of it, actually. It's a rock dream. That's what it is. And it starts with the death of Buddy Holly and the Big Bopper and Richie Valens, and it just becomes like a dream sequence.
There are also a lot of spiritual references in the song. Can you tell us anything about that?
I never talk about the song, but I'll tell you that got me banned in Spain back in the 70s when... what was his name? Franco was the dictator.
Well, you mentioned, Don, that the song starts out with the death of Buddy Holly, which is very apropos since today is the anniversary of that fatal crash. So without further ado, let's give it a listen to American Pie right here on WIBG with my very special guest, Don McLean.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, shoes. Then I dig those rhythm and blues. I was a lonely teenage bronc and buck with a pink carnation and a pickup truck. But I knew I was out of luck the day the music died. I started singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. Now, verdict was returned, and while Lennon read a book on Marx, the quartet practiced in the park, and we sang dirges in the dark.
day that I die. Help the skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high. Jester on the sidelines in a cast. Now the halftime air was sweet perfume while the sergeants played a marching tune. We all got up to dance, oh, but we never got the chance. 'Cause the players tried to take the field, the marching band refused to yield. Clenched in fists of rage, no angel born in hell could break that Satan's spell. And as the flames climbed high into the night to light the sacrificial rite, I saw Satan laughing with delight. The day the music died, he was singing. I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
Don McLean with an American classic right here on WIBG, and that has to be one of the top 10 pop tunes of all time, I have to say. Okay, Don, when I first saw the release of Since I Don't Have You, I said, I can't believe Don is going to do this old Skylander tune, but you did a great job on it.
Thank you. Yeah, I hit a note in that song I've never been able to hit since. I do it about a tone or so lower. I've always loved that song, and I've done... Actually, you know, I loved doo-wop music, and I used to take the Persuasions around the country in the early 1970s, along with Ed Begley Jr., who was an unknown at the time. They were my opening acts, and we went all across the country, played Saratoga Performing Arts Center and all kinds of places, Central Park in New York City. And so I would come out, they'd come out, and we'd do Crying in the Chapel, and we'd do Since I Don't Have You, and we'd do some of these other songs. And so it's always been something that's been very important to me, and I was delighted to have a record on that song.
Well, we'll get to Crying in the Chapel in a minute, but let's get to that tune that we spoke about, Since I Don't Have You, Don McLean, right here on WIBG. Don McLean hitting those notes that he has not been able to hit before or since right here on the Super 70s Super Bowl weekend.